Blackstone Audio presents Necessary Women by Karen Slaughter. This book is read by Kathleen Early.
I was 14 years old when I watched my mama die. Her pale skin turned pasty as she clutched her throat, blood seeping through her fingers like she was squeezing a sponge instead of trying to hold on to her life. She was barely 30 years old when she passed, but my daddy had put age on her. Streaks of silver shot through her dark hair like lines on a blackboard. And there was a hardness about her eyes that made you look away fast, before you could be drawn into the sadness. I try not to think of Mama this way now. When I close my eyes, I think of Saturday night sitting on the floor in the living room. Mama in the chair behind me, brushing my hair so it would look good for Sunday services. Mama wasn't particularly religious herself, but we lived in a small border town, smack on the line between Georgia and Alabama, and people would have talked. I'm glad we had nights like this, because now that she is gone, I can think back on it. Sometimes even feel the bristles of the brush going through my hair, and the soft touch of Mama's hand on my shoulder. It comforts me. Our house was a three-room rectangle made of cement block, which trapped heat like a kiln. Thankfully, pecan trees shaded the roof, so most days we didn't get the full intensity of the sun. In a county that routinely saw 100-plus temperatures, this made a difference. Come summertime, we would pick the pecans.